producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a vote rocker.
Doesn't Hillary Clinton look just like Jezebel? I mean, if you were to picture Jezebel, that's what she'd look like. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, or you can go over to our Facebook accounts, which are BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, folks. You can also call us over the next hour at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. In other words, folks, we're giving you facts versus fiction. And to some folks, truth is just stranger than fiction, folks. I mean, it's just a bizarre scenario. People are easily fooled. It's easier to fool people, said Mark Twain, rather than to show them that they've been fooled. And what we need to do is we need to get back to our foundations. And the way that we do that is by going back to the Bible and the Constitution. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said none other than George Washington during his farewell address. And everybody knew that all the way up until 1962 in this country. Now everybody thinks and believes what we are not. And for the most part, they're believing the state-controlled media. Rather they say it or not, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. I mean, for the most part, folks, I could drive down the street, go into the store and have a conversation with somebody, and they'd say, I just don't believe anything they say. You can't trust a thing that they say. Well, that's true, but then why do you live accordingly? See, that's holding the truth in unrighteousness. You know what the truth is, but you live contrary to that truth. And what we have to do is we need to practice what we preach and live according to the truth. And by the way, a PS, a high five to those that are walking in that truth. It is true that less than 21% of America actually approve of the state-controlled media. They know that those people don't know how to tell the truth, and you better bet your bottom they don't. That's why we're here, as a matter of fact. The Sons of Liberty, during 1772, there was something called the Correspondence Committee, and it was actually Samuel Adams, cousin to John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. They were Sons of Liberty, along with Patrick Henry, John Hancock. I can go on and on with others that were actually the Sons of Liberty, and they were there to keep the 13 colonies awake as to what was going on across the pond concerning the tyrant. They needed to keep them awake. And how did they do that? They did that along with the true heroes of the revolution. In many cases, they were the Black Robe Regiment, labeled the Black Robe Regiment by none other than the tyrant, King George, who was mentally ill, literally across the pond, attempting to dictate everybody's life over here in the colonies. Well, that didn't fly because we understand by what our forefathers have written through our founding documents. They didn't put up with it. with. Again, friends, read the Declaration of Independence. Folks, over the last couple days, we have been talking about engineered hate, self-inflicted hate crimes, where these individuals, these homosexuals, actually created the crimes, and they wanted to blame the innocent. Well, in fact, they were the ones found to be perpetuating the crimes. And folks, over the last couple days as well, you have witnessed the apathy. Well, the apathy is not the right word. Forgive me. The cowardice of those that will go to my website, Sons of Liberty Media, and what they'll do is they'll post hate. This is hate. This is hate. I can't believe you're talking about all this hate. You have to ask yourself the question, useful idiots and not, how is it that these useful idiots in colleges are calling love hate? Because we know that love tells the truth. Hate does not do that. And interestingly enough, I've gotten quite a few posts over there where they're giving me a low score, of course, and then what they're doing is they're calling me a hater, and then they're saying everything on your site is nothing but hate. When in fact, folks, if you go and look at your state statutes, you'll find that the law agrees with what they call my hate. So, folks, really what it comes down to is they stand in contradiction of the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And why is that? Because they hate the lawgiver. They're at war with God. But I want to rest that. I want to rest assured, as well as I want those to be rest assured, those that are fighting against heaven, that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Well, we're going to continue that little venture today, and we're going to expose some more of these haters one more time, just for the fun of it, because interestingly enough, folks, and we talk about this quite a bit, folks, we're always a little bit ahead of the curve, and we praise God for that. But interestingly enough, on the local headlines concerning their paper today, I was going to get the mail, and on the front page of the paper, there was a picture of a convict named Daniel Heinrich. And I looked at it and I thought, well, what's this about? Well, Annandale man named person of interest in Wetterling case. That's the closest town to my home. And interestingly enough, they found that he had lived right across the street from the middle school in the elementary school locally. And what's also interesting, folks, is that they found that he is actually a pedophile, and he was downloading child pornography online. And now they're considering him to be of interest in the Wetterling case from years ago. But they've been watching this guy for a long time, friends. The FBI came out and they said that he's a person of interest. Well, if you go back to the facts again, Paul Bonatti from he was a young man that was actually kidnapped into a pedophile ring out of Boys Town in Nebraska back in the 80s, where they were kidnapped, they were drugged, they were coerced, so on and so forth, to go into Washington, D.C. and to sell themselves. And we know that Barney Frank was actually sodomizing Paul Bonatti from the ages of 11 years old to 13 years old. Well, he has come forward, and he told us, friend, a long time ago, who was responsible for the Wetterling case. And John Gonsi and others, folks, that have been ripped off from their homes and other missing children. Well, he had shared with us that it was actually the FBI, the fox in the chicken coop, not the good guys, friends, the bad guys, that were actually barring all of the investigations into missing children, because what would happen, friends, is when a child would go missing, all of a sudden it would get up to the FBI and then it was completely cut off. The parents were given no answers. And they would have leads and then all of a sudden it would get to the FBI and it would all be cut off. Folks, because you need to understand, Paul Bonatti said that it was the FBI that was actually protecting these people when they stole the kids, because they were being shipped into, guess what? Pedophile rings into Washington, D.C. And folks, I got to tell you something. It gets really deep and really creepy. But I also got to tell you, it's real time for the American patriot to stand up and be the Christians that they're called to be, so your enemy understands that you're not moved by their wickedness. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we're going to get back to exposing engineered hate today. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
.29933 going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. 179,027 convicted criminal illegal aliens remain in the United States despite having deportation orders. Who is encouraging all this, friends? sonsoflibertymedia.com. Well, here's another one for you. I think you're just going to love this. sonsoflibertymedia.com just posted yesterday. Family complains about armed robber who was shot too many times. Folks, this is getting ridiculous. This is European law, friends, and if you want to take a look at what happens when people begin to accept what God condemns, why don't you go ahead and look and take a second look at what's going on over there in that country, friends. They're being plundered. You better bet your bottom dollar it's coming this way, too. Whenever a people advocate or allow what God condemns, you need to see what happens shortly thereafter. And what's happening in Europe right now, friends, is going to begin to happen here in America if you don't stand up before a just and a holy God and take responsibility. Love it or lump it. It's your call. But if you refuse it, prepare to meet your God. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Oh, that's not my Bible. Really? What Bible are you reading? Because when you go to the New Testament, it tells us in the book of Thessalonians, pretty close to the same things. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the glory of his power in the presence of the Lord, friends. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Congress moves to label Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group. Pamela Geller just posted. This was yesterday. The reason we're bringing these up today is because we spent the whole hour talking about engineered hate crimes. Hillary Clinton, here's another one for you, friends, leading the opposition. Presidents won't have to declare their criminal history. This is absolutely incredible. How can the act be apart from the actor, friends? Who they are in private is exactly who they are. And don't ever forget that. For those that did not know, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com giving you news that the state-controlled narrative does not want you to have. Over 100 Democrats seek to end CDC gun violence research ban. Folks, the Republicans are just as guilty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there's no difference between the left and the right. A fact check, Politico on Ben Carson, fabrication of West Point scholarship. Pants on fire. Boy, what's going on with this guy? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tell the truth and shame the devil, friends. The presidential candidate's speech seen by more people combined than the GOP debates and why it matters. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, here's the state-controlled media at work. That's why they're attacking the internet, and that's why they're attacking independent media outsources, friends. They want to shut down anybody that speaks contrary to their global initiative and their global narrative. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Atlanta police illegally stockpiling confiscated guns. Folks, I also want to let you know, and you can mark my words on this, all these illegals that are beginning to come into the United States of America, you rest assured, the government's going to scream, oh, what's going on? What's happening out there? What's going to happen is all of these illegals, for some reason, are just going to be mysteriously armed one day, and they're going to start to go after the Americans, and the government's going to stand back and say, we didn't know what was going on. Who's responsible for this? And you know what the good portion of the American people are going to do, friends? They're going to stand back and just go along with the government and say, oh, surely you're telling us the truth now. I mean, folks, some people just, you can't fix stupid. You really can't. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, identifying God-sent prophets. Folks, you need to understand the characteristics of a real prophet and a biblical prophet. Because they don't come to play, they come to proclaim. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Christians are at war with one another as Americans leave the church in droves. Folks, keep in mind, it's not Christianity, it's a lack of Christianity. I love when people try to highlight the hypocrisies of those that call themselves Christians. Folks, keep in mind, Jesus rebuked their hypocrisies. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him, Scripture tells us. But he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him, is what Jesus said. And furthermore, he also said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Nowhere can you find Jesus Christ violating in any sense of the word, even in thought, God's moral law. Nowhere. Folks, he came to destroy. He manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to advocate the works of the devil. Let's put it into scriptural context here, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jindal compares illegal immigration to an invasion. Folks, what have I been saying? I mean, it takes these people like, what, 5 to 8 years to finally catch on and start talking about what really matters? A little slow on the uptake. Maybe they need a little bit better, a brew of coffee. I don't know. More caffeine. Maybe a double shot. Perhaps. I would say so. They better start drinking some sort of coffee, folks, because these people are slow of hearing and slow of seeing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslim kid in California, college student, stabs victims while smiling. Following Muhammad's teachings. Listen to this, folks. I watched a video the other day over in Europe. You know, because they have all these victimized immigrants that have no place to go, and 70% are men. Isn't it interesting how 70% of them are men? But it's interesting they're plundering those countries little by little because people are too stupid to figure out what history has already taught them and how they operate. But I watched a video of a teenager, like a college-age student, and it was a Muslim kid. And he just got into Europe, friends. And he looked at one of the European girls who had kind of a tight shirt on. And he walked up to her and told her he didn't like her shirt. And he ends up smacking her, knocking her down to the ground. But folks, what we're talking about now is what these people are really about. They are contrary in every sense of the word of who we are, America. Muslim man in California stabs victims while smiling. What demonic doctrine are they feeding on, friends? Muslim man in California stabs victims while smiling, following Muhammad's teachings. Isn't that interesting? But America, again, just go along with the state-run narrative and just play stupid, play dumb until they're doing this to you. Okay, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, family complains about, again, armed robber who was shot too many times. This is the mentality, again, friends, I just shared with you how they are showing more compassion for the criminals than they are the victims in this country, and it sickens me to the core. Folks, case in point, I remember back in the 90s there was a movie that came out. I loved when I was a kid. I loved the Jurassic Parks. And I always was bothered by the fact that they would talk about, you know, a million years ago and 36 million years ago and 26 million years ago. Isn't it interesting how they always contradict their numbers? Because they're dumbfounded, professing themselves to be wise. They're all fools, friends. But the fact of the matter is I remember during a Jurassic Park where these guys were going in to take out that big dinosaur. And for some reason, the guys were getting killed, and you could see that their heart rates would go flat because the dinosaur just killed them. No compassion there whatsoever. One guy killed by the dinosaur, then another one, then another one, then another one. And then all of a sudden, one of the dinosaurs got hurt, and it was laying on the ground, and then at length it died. And you were supposed to go in line, fall in line with the sympathies of a sick, carnal, twisted world and feel for the dinosaur, but care less about the human beings. And folks, you are conditioned to think this way through the environmentalists, through the communist friends who are at war with heaven itself and mankind itself, friends. But people, oh, look at the dinosaur. Forget about the 4,000 babies every day that are being murdered and sanctioned by the United States government. Oh, look at that. Folks, as a matter of fact, just the other day, I remember seeing a video pop up real quick. It was a shark that was washed ashore. And I was sickened to no end, to the core. And it was washed ashore, and all of a sudden, some people got some buckets of water. And they started to throw the water on top of the big shark that got beached. He was washed up on the shoreline there. And all of a sudden, I heard a lady in the background say, "Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You can make it. You can make it." And then all of a sudden, they took a rope and put it on the back end of the fins of the shark, and they began to tow it out back into the water. And you know what the human beings did, friends? They all started to clap. And yes, yes, baby, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And the first thing that went through my mind was, what about the babies in the womb? How sick in the mind has America become? You have set yourselves against the God that created those little human beings the same way he created you.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
One 582 9933. Some might say, Bradley, you're being sarcastic. No, I'm not. I'm sickened by what people, instead of standing against this mentality. Now, there's nothing wrong with pulling that shark back out into the water. No, Scripture tells it to be kind unto thy beast, if you want to say that's your beast. But it's pretty sick that people are hanging out on a beach more concerned about a shark that was beached than the babies that are being slaughtered through the sanctioning of a corrupt government in their own backyard. I'm not being sarcastic at all. That is a sick mentality. And we see this all day long. Folks, just seen a video this morning. Kid walks up to a girl in a Walmart with a bat. She's standing there looking at one of the counters and the product on top of one of the counters. He walks up, makes sure nobody's around. He's all on film. Walks right up behind her and smacks her right square in the back of the head. Drops her. And I thank God she's okay. But you know what they did? They settled for the fact that, well, the parents said that he was a little mentally ill. He was watching a movie and he wanted to try it on somebody. Why is there more sympathy shown for the criminal than the victim? He could have easily killed her. Speaking of which, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Missouri town shuns sex abuse victim even though her rapist admitted to the crime. In other words, the community is shunning it. They don't want to deal with it, so they're allowing him to go on in his crimes against kids. Which goes right in line with what we're talking about today. Engineered hate. Remember yesterday when I was talking about how these radical homosexuals, I'm still waiting, by the way, 3 days later, I'm still waiting for some information as to where these people have been violated or demonized or polarized by heterosexuals, because that's their great enemy, friends. Read the Gay Manifesto. It's all there. It's in the Congressional Record. It's all there for you. Remember I was talking about how this is happening in schools, friends? Student approaches her two days ago. I just caught this morning. But I love how this is so prophetic. Folks, a Florida ninth grade student told police that she walked up to her teacher to ask a question during her intense reading class in Mulberry High School last Wednesday and then walked away in shock. Why would she walk away in shock? I went back to my desk and I thought, I can't believe what I just saw. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd recalled the student saying, Bay 9 News reported, the student told authorities she caught a glimpse of her teacher's iPhone on his desk displaying adult gay porn, including a slide of two adults having sex and a full body shot of a naked adult male. Bay 9 News added. In public schools. And I just got done telling you folks, there's not a day or two or a week that goes by where you're not going to see at least one or two teachers in America. And I said this was going to happen. If it wasn't nipped in the butt, literally, friends, this is what was going to happen. You're seeing teacher on student crimes almost 1 to 2 times a week. Heterosexual as well as homosexual. Which is, folks, to me, it's an offense, okay? And they both need to be dealt with properly and swiftly. Condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Well, yesterday we were talking about engineering hate, and we're going to talk about it again today. The militant homosexual Larry Brinken hopes that you forget that, folks, listen to this carefully. Who is he? He's a human rights individual. Larry Brinken popped up before the homosexual community not too long ago. He was the one that was trying to advocate homosexual marriage in California, making $135,000 per working year for the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco. They even made a Larry Brinken Week in February of 2010 in his honor. Well, the San Francisco Weekly reported Larry Brinken, San Francisco's well-known gay rights activist, appeared in court this afternoon where he pleaded not guilty to 6 felony charges of sending and receiving images of child pornography. The images included, it gives his email, as young as 1 year old, these kids, these children, these babies, 1 year old baby being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. Talking about engineered hate. Who's committing the crimes? Comments included by Larry Brinken, the homosexual human rights activist, I loved especially when the little black 2-year-old, he used an expletive, getting nailed. A 2-year-old baby getting nailed. I especially loved it, he said. He said, hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde blank is going to get. He said, white power, white supremacy, white blank rules. By the way, friends, he was charged. I don't believe he lost his pension, though. Folks, in other words, there's others there around him that are guilty of the same crimes, and you can rest assured what I'm telling you is right on the money. Let me do this. Live radio. I got to pull something up. I just thought of something here that I failed to bring up, and I want to show you those that are standing up in his defense. One that was standing up in his defense was none other than Teresa Sparks in San Francisco. Teresa Sparks is the executive director of the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco. Sparks was also the former president of the San Francisco Police Commission and former CEO of Good Vibrations, a sex toy company. Sparks is also one of San Francisco's most famous transgender women and was also named the Woman of the Year by the California State Assembly. Folks, you need to understand this is all government. This is all government by force. And we can see that through homosexual marriage in the United States. Not one state that has advocated homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, there's no lawful precedent. It's a pretended authority. It's not for real. It doesn't exist. That's why. This is the church's business, not the government's business. And when you talk about the erected wall between lines and between church and state, this is the proper understanding, barring the government from what it's attempting to do today, namely redefine marriage. And isn't it interesting how they can cross those lines that they have through the state-controlled media, that they can go ahead and cross lines between church and state, the myth, friends, the way they have it backwards, but they can cross those lines whenever it's convenient for them, isn't it? My goodness, friends. Teresa Sparks, this man, transgender, these alleged crimes were committed over a year and a half ago, and yet news of Brinken's alleged crimes against infants and children, not to mention his alleged white supremacist leanings, has received very little media attention. Wow. Well, you know what? For the sake of people understanding that God doesn't play, when it comes to his kids, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. It's interesting to note that when you read in Exodus 22 that if those children at all cry out unto the Lord, he said that he would kill their enemies with the sword. Oh, Bradley, that's just so way out there. Really? Really? Huh. Interestingly enough, a little girl was raped in Texas sometime back. Little 8-year-old girl, daddy got up and took care of the problem real quick and wiped him off the face of the planet. And the judge said, rightfully, it was justified. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's somewhere you just don't go. These people are not only crossing the lines, they are literally transgressing everything that we are as a people. And do keep in mind what I said yesterday as well, friends. They're trying to actually slowly, incrementally legalize pedophilia. They're trying to put the pedophiles up as the victims. And you're beginning to see this. This isn't quite out yet, but friends, rest assured, they're beginning to just pop their head up above the water just a little bit to see where the people are with homosexual marriage. But we're beginning to see that people are standing up against homosexual marriage as well. They're just saying no. And that's where you're beginning to see the real church and the real patriots. No, you're way, that's called overreach. You are out of your scope of authority. You have no jurisdiction here whatsoever. Your job is to bring the law down upon crime, not to advocate law and then bring your unlaw down upon the heads of the innocent. But that's what they're trying to do. But again, friends, it's one of those, I told you so's. Just open your eyes. Now, if you want to play the ostrich and take your head and put it in the sand and ignore what's going on, I still want you to understand it's still going on. And you can rest assured that in the spirit, God's law is always perpetual. He's always at work. Like it or not, he's always at work. And he will deal with those that violate children if their daddies don't. And if the authorities don't. And rest assured, there's a whole lot of good people in this country that will not even tolerate even the thought of what I'm talking about right now. But I know there's people out there that are saying, oh, come on, Bradley, it's not that bad. Let me give you another example. Last Tuesday, Los Angeles elementary school teacher Mark Burnt was arrested and accused of taking bondage photos, some showing suspected semen-filled spoons at the children's mouth in his classroom. Engineered hate. Folks, the narrative is they're the victims. The narrative is they're the victims. The narrative is they're the victims. The truth is they're the criminals. The truth is they're the ones committing the crimes. The truth is they've gone too far. And they made the choice to do just that. We're talking about engineered hate, friends. Who's the criminals? Who's the victims? A former Big Brother, Big Sisters volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under the 16 years of age. The pederast homosexual crime, John Gistler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in State, and the victim was believed to be Gistler's little brother. Wow. Oh, folks, I got some stats for you when I come back. Talking about engineered hate, friends, you better put your thinking caps on the way Christ demands and commands that you do, having the mind of Christ and understanding the truth from the lie. We're going to come right back. Final segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about engineered hate on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Interestingly enough, the Department of Injustice just came up with the SPLC to target people that are actually calling out the crimes of the radical homosexuals. And I could care less what they're doing in the fact of who they target. The fact of the matter is the righteous should stand up and drop the law down upon those that are acting in contradiction of the very purpose that they're put into position in the first place. Trying to turn law against itself? Trying to put darkness for light, friends? That's not a good place to put yourself, and I don't care who you are. It's not a good place to put yourself. I just said right before the break, a former Big Brother, Big Sister volunteer was arrested on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and you better bet your bottom dollar, friends, there's a whole lot of young people out there today that have experienced the same exact thing but have never said a word about it. Forcible sodomy and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years of age. The pederast, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in State, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests, pedophiles. Heard from a lady in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, that she knew that her pastor, she was going to this church, and found out that the pastor violated over 100 little boys. And you know what his punishment was, friends? To move to the next church. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. Are you... you almost, it's so surreal that to think that it's real, you don't know how to respond to it at times. It's that sick. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. They're the victims, friends. Engineered hate. Engineered hate. Demonizing the innocent and excusing the guilty. It's all engineered. Because these are the people behind the scenes and in the scenes that are doing the unthinkable. This is a government initiative, America, and you need to come to the realization that that's exactly who's responsible for the advocating of these abominable ones. Because they themselves are guilty as hell. Guilty as charged. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Wow. I'm going to give you some more stats here since I've got plenty of them, and I want to try to get as much information as I can before we close this show up. Did you know that... you're going to know who these guys are. Do you know who Donald Harvey? He claimed 37 victims in Kentucky. He was a homosexual. John Wayne Gacy raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard. He was a homosexual. Patrick Kearney accounted for 32, cutting his victims into pieces, small pieces, after sodomizing them and then leaving them in trash bags along the Los Angeles freeways. Homosexual. Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young men and boys in Illinois. Homosexual. A gay sex murder torture ring. Coral Henley Brooks sent 27 Texas men and boys to their grave. And Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers. He made love with their dead bodies. Homosexual. Engineered hate. All created. They're the victims. Folks, for 3 days, this all started because I had a bunch of useful idiots in a college town that wanted to go ahead and attack my website. And just to lay to your candor, the stupidity of those useful idiots that will believe what they're told and what they're capable of doing without first knowing the facts. How guilty is the state-controlled media? How guilty are the American people for not standing up when they should on the behalf of the victims? We need to put this into perspective, America, and understand exactly what we're dealing with. Because you need to understand that these are the people that are busy trying to discredit anybody that calls them out for their crimes. I am simply asking you across the United States of America to show me one crime concerning a homosexual that was the victim of a crime because of his sexual orientation. And furthermore, knowing again that all of our state statutes stand in contrary to the homosexual lifestyle in America, let alone homosexual marriage, Alina Kagan, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and other advocates, John Roberts on the bench, the Supreme Court, injustices. Folks, I lay to you, to your candor, and I lay to your feet, and I submit to you, friends, the facts. I have yet to find anybody that has been a victim of a crime because of their sexual orientation. And for 3 days, I have been calling out to hundreds of thousands of people on the radio every day to tell me where the crime took place. Verify the crime. And for 3 days, folks, no calls. For 3 days, no emails. Folks, this is a government's initiative. This is an attempt to shut you up. And you need to understand that this is making way. As I shared with you yesterday, when you advocate, which God condemns, you better bet your bottom dollar you're opening the door, because devils love to come in packs. And what you're dealing with now is you're talking about a foreign enemy attempting to what? Implement something called Sharia law on the backs of who? The radical homosexuals, using the exact same measures to have it their way, just like the homosexuals. When in fact, friends, it all stands in contradiction of our constitutional republic. Every step of the way. But as long as you allow it, friends, remember, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. But I want to tell you something, friends. By the grace of God, not on my watch. How about yours?
That's right. How about yours? That's true. The Sons of Liberty is doing what we can do 24 hours a day, literally 7 days a week. We are bringing this message of truth across America, whether it be through events, through radio. Every time we go to a grocery store, a gas station, we're passing out gospel tracts. We understand the signs of the times and the need for the light of truth to be preached from the housetops. And are you doing the same thing? One of the ways you can help us do what we do and continuously do what we do is by signing up to become a son or daughter of liberty.
Let's just break this monotony here, friends. You really need to understand that a ministry like this takes in less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church go to the young people. Stephanie gets on the radio every day asking for support. Friends, if you see guile, you see some sort of lack of credibility in the message, read the Word of God. Because, folks, as I've always said, and I say again today, that where we leave the Word of God in the Constitution, then you leave off listening to what we're saying. It seems like the more you stay on the straight and narrow, the more people have a hard time believing what it says. And the reason that is because they haven't taken the time to read it for themselves. Go back on every single word we say on this show. And if we're in error in any sense of the word, you have 1 hour every day and 2 hours on Saturdays to prove us to be in error. And if that's the case, we'll correct ourselves. But if not, friends, this is the message that needs to get out there. Christmas time is coming around December. It's always really hard for ministries, especially like this one, and we need your help. And we don't need it tomorrow. We need it today to continuously allow the ball to go forward so we can actually reach the posterity in which we all mean to save, seek and save that which is lost, because it's a command, not a suggestion.
And that's what I like about the Sons and Daughters Liberty program, is the fact that when I get up here and tell you about the same thing, it really is a call to say, listen, and some of you have heard this maybe 10 times, 20 times, but you've never actually gone and checked out the website. Please do go check out the website where it says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and check out our monthly program. It's very easy to do, to sign up. It's not difficult. You can choose a level of membership that's comfortable for you. But the best thing about it is you can feel good about what you're supporting. If you're amening while this radio program is going and you're really being fed spiritually speaking, you're saying, man, I wish I got this on Sunday mornings. I wish my church, my pastor would preach like this. If you're being spiritually fed, that we would ask that you would please sow into this ministry, the fruit of what we're doing, so we can do this literally across America. We are leaving to go to Texas again tomorrow. All next week we'll be in Texas doing a bunch of events, and we need the support to be able to continuously do what we do. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and become a son or daughter of
America. 53 countries. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Tomorrow you have us for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
My name is Bill Bonner, and
I'm just in an attitude
message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.